Now begins the section, the first section in your discipleship called Section 1, or the study of the Word of God. This section, starting on page 6, deals with five lessons, and we'll cover that. It's down at the bottom of the page, and we'll be looking at those five things in just a moment, but they each will be pointing to truths about the Bible to teach you how to trust this book you hold in your hand. As we learn the Bible, we need to learn how valuable it is to us first off, and we learn that from Jesus himself. Right in the middle of your page are words in red, and those words you need to memorize. And they come from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4 and verse 4. And what I'm going to ask you to do is two things. One is read this verse out loud and prepare to memorize this verse. And we'll talk as we go along how to memorize it, but don't worry about the mechanics yet. Just learn that memorizing basically means reviewing. If you will, every once in a while, just read aloud this verse, including its location, which is Matthew 4:4. If you'll do that even once a day, it won't take you just a few days before it will become part of your own thoughts. It'll become part of your memory, and you'll be able to quote it. Now, anybody can memorize the Bible. It is God's Word. It was meant to be memorized, and it was meant to be lived. So Matthew 4:4 is our beginning verse, and what I do, and what I encourage everybody to do, is to say it out loud. And let's just say it aloud together. Matthew 4:4. But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Matthew 4:4. Now, secondly, I'm going to ask that you try to put this in context. You want to understand who's talking, who are they talking to, and what is it that they're talking about. And to do that, we need to go to where it was written, and that's in Matthew chapter 4. And if you open your Bible and turn to Matthew chapter 4, we want to start in verse 1, and we want to see, because the verse that we're memorizing here is verse 4, we want to see what leads up to these incredible words. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 1. One thought to you is if I'm going too fast, you have a pause button. You can slow me down, you can pause me, and you can catch up if I'm going too fast, and then pick up. I just want to make sure I keep going at a good pace, and that you get the information that we're trying to digest as we study the Word of God. So I don't want you to think you have to go this fast. So that's what the nice little pause button on your player is for. Okay, so Matthew 4:4, let's start in verse 1. I'll read aloud, you read along quietly, but see those three questions there on the middle of your discipleship page? We want to answer those. Alright, so let's start in verse 1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward an hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Now, did you see who are the people that are involved in this discussion here in verse 4 and 3 and 2 and 1? Notice verse 1 tells you Jesus is being led by the Spirit of God into the wilderness to be tempted of who? The devil. And he goes for 40 days and 40 nights without eating, so he didn't cheat. He didn't only fast during the day and then eat at night. He went 40 days without eating. In verse 3, here comes somebody called the tempter. The tempter, the devil, Satan, they're all the same person. And when the tempter came to him, notice what the tempter says. He asks a question. He always questions God. He questions whether God is even relevant. He says, "If thou be the Son of God, like you think you are, then why don't you command that these stones be made bread?" Now, obviously, Jesus hasn't eaten for 40 days and 40 nights. It would be kind of convenient to have some bread around, wouldn't it be? But in verse 4, Jesus answers back and says, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Now look at your discipleship there. Who is doing the talking in verse 4? When it says, but he answers and said, it is written, who do you think that is? Fill in your answer. You ought to know it's Jesus. That's Jesus responding to who? Who is he talking to? He's talking to the devil. Well, what are they talking about? Read verse 4 one more time now. But he answered and said, it is written. And I'll give you one guess where it is written. Only one. It's the word of God. He's quoting from Deuteronomy chapter 8. And he says, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. Remember, he's hungry. Remember the devil saying, well, why don't you do some miracle and turn these stones into bread? And Jesus says, I don't need bread. Man doesn't live on bread alone, but I live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So what are they talking about? The importance of the word of God. The importance of the word of God. Now, if Jesus believed it was important, don't you think we should believe it? Now, you've just learned how to read your Bible. You've just learned how to study and understand your Bible. Always ask yourself those three questions. Who's talking? Who are they talking to? What is it that they're talking about in the big scheme of things? What's the context? And you will learn more than most seminary professors, priests, theologians, politicians. You'll learn more of the Bible than 95% of the intellectual crowd. Now, in this section, you're going to study the following five subjects. Biblical salvation. What does it mean? Now, these are all listed at the bottom of page 6 in your discipleship. Secondly, you'll learn about the eternal security of the believer. Can we lose our salvation? Thirdly, we'll learn about believer's baptism. What is it for? What's it all about? How do you do it? Fourthly, we will learn how we got our Bible as we study the Word of God. And then lastly, in this section, we will learn how to study our Bible study techniques, and how to master God's words in our lives.